Here David writes, "You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over." As we continue our work in the 23rd Psalm, we are engaged at this fifth verse, where David speaks to us in poetic terms of the preparation that our loving shepherd makes for us. Remember now, we've discussed the Lord is always shepherding me. The one who is always shepherding us offers to us his preparation, always preparing a table, always anointing our heads, always causing our cups to overflow. These concepts are part and parcel of the very words that David uses in our text. You'll recall that in the first week of our work together, we discovered that the shepherd makes provision and has plans for us. We read, "The Lord makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul, leads me in paths of righteousness." And then last week, we took a look at verse 4, which reminds us that the Lord is present with us. His preceding presence goes before us when we walk through the valley of the shadow of death. We don't have to fear evil. The shepherd's rod represents the shepherd's protecting presence, a protecting presence that beats back our predators. And then the staff representing God's preserving presence, a staff that lifts us out of life's pitfalls and digs in our souls a well that springs up to eternal life. Next week, we're going to look at the promise of that the shepherd makes to us in verse 6. That's just a preview for next week. But this week, today, I want to focus on preparation. Preparation is what we are reading about here in verse 5. The good shepherd has made preparation for you and for me. Preparation so that we may enjoy the benefit of abundant life. Abundant life both in the hereafter, but also in the here and now. Life abundantly, that's life temporal and life eternal. You'll recall that Jesus says this in John chapter 10. He says, "I've come that they might have life and have it more abundantly." And right after he says that, Jesus declares, "I am the good shepherd." I think it's important that you hear this as we talk about preparation, the preparation that the shepherd makes for us, his sheep. You see, the reason that the shepherd who is present with us provides and plans for us, the reason that he makes preparation is because he has promised us an abundant life. What is this preparation that the good shepherd makes for us? Well, verse 5 breaks it down like this. Verse 5 says that the Lord favors us, the Lord fortifies us, and the Lord makes us fit for the future. It's there in the text. The shepherd spreads a table before us in the presence of our enemies. That's favor. The shepherd anoints our head with oil. That's fortification. And the shepherd makes our cups overflow. That's how he fits us for the future. Now, remember, in making preparation, the way that the shepherd does the work of shepherding is very personalized. So even though we are blessed similarly, you and I are not blessed identically. There's favor for you, but then there's also favor for me, and it's not always the same. The anointing of God, fortification, rests on you and rests on me, but not necessarily in the same way. Each of us has a cup, and all of our cups overflow, but it's not the same contents in each of our cups. It's because the shepherd shepherds each of us as if there were only one of us. That's the amazing thing about our God, is that He's able to care for you and for you and for you and for me. And He doesn't ever get us mixed up. He gives us exactly what we need when we need it. David first presses his poetic point with respect to favor by noting that God prepares a table for us in the presence of our enemies. See, the invitation to dine belongs to the sheep, and nothing can come between the shepherd and the preparation he makes for each of us. Not even the presence of predators is enough to interrupt what the Lord has planned for you by His favor. David, the master poet, whose skill is enhanced by inspiration of the Holy Ghost, reminds us that we, His sheep, are the beneficiaries of God's personal favor. Favor which equips us for life. The shepherd has everything that we, His sheep, need. And the shepherd is so determined to give it to us that He invites each of us to a meal made specially for us. Wait a minute, preacher. I thought we were talking about shepherd and sheep. How does this table thing fit in here? That's a good question. And to answer it, you've got to know something about shepherding in the first century Palestine. David, the one-time shepherd boy, was familiar with a common practice among shepherds of that time and place and culture, where a shepherd might have a favored or a favorite lamb. That favorite lamb was treated like a pet, and the shepherd took great care of that little lamb. He would carry it around, look after it specially, even feeding it by hand. In fact, when the shepherds were out in the field, they were known to feed their favorite lamb from a table, really a wooden board that the shepherd would place on his lap. Shepherd would put grass or grain on that wooden board and would allow that little favorite lamb to eat off of the table in his lap. Now, an ordinary human shepherd is limited in the terms of the number of favored sheep that he or she could take care of. You do know there were boy shepherds and girl shepherds, just to be clear about this. A human shepherd is limited because a human's lap is only so big, but not so with the great shepherd. To the Lord, we are all favored sheep. The Lord prepares a table for each of us. And because our shepherd is omnipresent, He is as present with you as He is with me. That shepherd can feed all of us at the same time. The one who's got the whole world in His hands has enough space on His lap that each of us can eat at our own table and not bump into each other. That's why I don't understand people who are jealous about other folks' blessings. God has enough blessing for you and for you and for you and for me, and He's not going to run out. We can all eat at the table that the Lord has prepared for us. The Lord has limitless resources. David goes on to say that our shepherd is so bad that He'll prepare your table with your enemies standing right there. Last week we talked about the shepherd's ability to protect us. That's why we can find comfort in the shepherd's rod. But here David says that God prepares a table in the presence of my enemies, reminding us that God's power is so awesome that enemies, plural, are powerless to do anything when God decides to manifest God's favor in our lives. Just one sheep, many enemies, and God can handle them all. In fact, the implication of the text is that God will show out in your enemy's face so that there can be no mistaking the truth that it was God who blessed you in spite of your circumstances. Watch the text. The Lord prepares the table in your enemy's face, and all the enemies can do is just watch as you eat from the table that God has made. That's a good place to shout right there. God prepares us for life with personalized favor, and the enemies can't do nothing about it. It's the favor of God. No, it's not like the favor they talk about on TV where favor is linked to your financial status. You see, the favor of God is this, that you and I have the personal attention of the shepherd, and come what may, come who may, God has promised to meet every need. The favor of God is that God has prepared the blessing that you stand in need of, and there's no way that anything or anybody can get between you and the shepherd. You ought to encourage yourself. You ought to pat your own self on the chest and tell yourself, everything I need is at the table. And the table is already set. The enemy can show up, but the blessing, the food on the table belongs to the sheep. And God is going to make sure that we get what God has prepared. That's the kind of God we serve. Anybody here who can look back over your life and see that God has fed you in your enemy's face? Has God ever shown up with a meal just for you when your enemies thought they had you in a corner? The enemy thought they had you tied down, but the Lord picked you up, set you on his lap, and began to feed you exactly what you needed. He said you'd never make it without him, but he didn't know about God. She said you couldn't do it without their help, but God had a table prepared. They told you you'd never be anybody, never accomplish anything, never go anywhere, but the Lord prepared a table right in their face. God will prepare a table just for you, then let you sit down and eat and fix it so all that your enemies can do is just watch. That's the favor of God. That's the favor of God. Not only does the shepherd favor the sheep with a table prepared in the presence of enemies, but the text says that he anoints our head with oil. That's the fortification that the shepherd offers to us. David returns to this shepherd sheep paradigm to help us understand how the Lord makes a way for us. You anoint my head with oil. Now, what does oil have to do with the shepherd caring for sheep? Well, then you got to know this, that sheep are prone to insect infestations that get up in their nostrils. Flies buzz around, and because the nose of a sheep is moist and warm, they try to get in the nostrils of the sheep and lay eggs. Those eggs hatch into larvae, which wriggle around in the sheep's nose and the sheep's head, and can cause the sheep to do damage to itself. Why? Because the larvae are running around in the sheep's nose, making the sheep's nose itch. And the sheep will do almost anything to try to end the itching. Rubbing its nose against trees and on the dirt and up against rocks. Sheep have been known to severely injure or even kill themselves trying to escape the irritation of the larva and the eggs in their nose. So shepherds devised a means of changing the pH balance in the nostrils of the sheep so that the larva and the eggs would be killed. All they had to do was put a little oil in the sheep's nostrils. It changes the pH balance in the nostrils so that the eggs and the larva die off and can't affect the sheep. This is the picture of the Lord's fortifying us for life. Just as the shepherd would put oil on the nose, on the head of the sheep to keep those flies that would drive the sheep crazy out, so does the Lord anoint our heads with oil. The Lord offers us His anointing to keep back the things that would drive us crazy too. It is the anointing of God at work in our lives that'll help you keep your nose clean. It'll help you keep your mind right. The anointing of God will help you keep your head clear. Those irritants in life that get on your nerves, see, if left to your own devices, they'll drive you to hurt yourself. Trying to get out from under the pressure, to get away from the challenges, to avoid the insects in life. Stuff all up in your nose and you need relief. But the Lord will anoint your head with oil. The anointing repels the flies, and the leftover larva can't survive once the anointing of God is applied to your life. Somebody here today needs to ask the shepherd to anoint your head afresh, to get some fresh oil. See, the pressures of life will make you want to break down, but if you let the shepherd anoint your head, you'll find your breakthrough. Ask the Savior to help you, comfort, strengthen, and keep you. He's willing to aid you. The good shepherd will anoint your head and carry you through. The good shepherd is willing and able to anoint your head so that you can live an abundant life. You don't have to live life on the edge. You can live in God's will if you let the good shepherd anoint your head with oil. In this fifth verse of the 23rd Psalm, David assures us that the shepherd has made all the preparation necessary for us to have an abundant life. David points us to the shepherd's favor as seen at the table prepared in the presence of our enemies. David points out that the shepherd fortifies us by anointing our head to keep the insidious insects of life at bay. And finally, David pictures the shepherd's loving preparation for you and for me as an overflowing cup that fits us for our future. Poetically, intentionally, strategically, under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, David lifts the veil of personification as he closes verse 5 and instead invokes a powerful image, that of a cup that overflows. Now, to grasp the significance of this image, you got to know a little bit about how the people of that time and place and culture understood cups. You see, cups figured very prominently in biblical imagery. The prophet Jeremiah talks about the cup of consolation, and John, the writer of Revelation, talks about the cup of wrath. Habakkuk speaks of the cup of the Lord's right hand. Isaiah speaks about the cup of fury and the cup of trembling. In ancient Jewish culture, cups were very personal possessions. They were symbols of status and position. Kings like Pharaoh had cups. And when Joseph ascended to become the second in command of Egypt, you'll remember that he got a royal cup. We know Jewish kings had cups because they often had cup bearers. Nehemiah was the cup bearer to the king of Assyria. So when David writes about my cup, David is reminding us that we, God's sheep, each have a cup and we're important to God. And it's not just a cup that is full, it's a cup that overflows. You got to understand that in the time and place and culture of ancient Israel, the cup, the contents of a person's cup was understood to represent that person's destiny. God was the one who filled up the cup, and then the person would drink their cup, taking in what God had poured out for them. That the will of God was poured into a person's cup, and they would drink that cup. You'll remember in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus prayed on the eve of Calvary, "Let this cup of my destiny, pass from me." So you see, David is trying to remind us that God has crafted such an incredible future for each of us, his sheep, that our cup actually overflows. God, the shepherd who knows the plans that he has for us, God who has great plans for us, has so much that it won't even fit in the cup. God is pouring out on us and it just keeps coming and the cup keeps overflowing. God's preparation for us is a preparation that meets all of our needs in abundance. That's why it's pictured as an overflowing cup. God has so much in store for each of us that we are blessed to the point that our cup overflows. Blessed in the city and in the field. That's overflow. Blessed going out and blessed coming in. That's overflow. Overflow, because no matter how you look at it, all things, good things and bad things, painful things, no money in my pocket things, job gets on my nerves things, sickness things, all things are working together, and God is at work making sure that they overflow for our good. We're made fit for the future because the shepherd has given us his favor and his fortification. And that means that whatever comes before us, we will make it because our cup runs over. We are privileged as God's sheep to live in the overflow. And I don't know about you, but I'm glad to live in the overflow of God's blessing. Troubled on every side, yet not distressed. That's overflow. Perplexed, but not in despair. That's overflow. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. That's the overflow of God's blessing. God blesses us with overflow. That's why I can't help but praise God. That's why I enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise as a sheep of his pasture. I've got to be thankful and bless his name because God is so good that I got overflow. Yeah, yeah. God doesn't just meet needs. God overflows. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures, leads me beside still waters, restores my soul. I'm living in the overflow. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I don't have to fear evil because you're with me. That's overflow. Comforted by a rod and staff, overflow. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows everything we need. Everything. The Lord is always shepherding us, always making a way, always opening doors, always making preparation, always looking out for us with His favor, always giving us what we need by means of fortification, always making us fit for the future. Why? Because He is the good shepherd. Not just the shepherd in name only, but He is the one who does the shepherding. The Lord does the work for us. And because the Lord does the work for us, we are the beneficiaries of His favor. The beneficiaries of His fortification. The beneficiaries of an overflow that makes us fit, not just for the present, but for our future. The Lord supplies our need. Everything we need, we can rely on God for. It is the blessing. The blessing that the shepherd has prepared for us. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Thank you, Lord, for preparation. Thank you for your favor. Thank you for your fortification. Thank you for making us fit for the future. Thank you for supplying all of our need. It begins by us accepting the offer of the shepherd to be one of his sheep. That's where it begins. It begins with us accepting the Lord Jesus Christ, the good shepherd. And so we offer Christ to you, the opportunity to get to know him, the opportunity to be saved, the opportunity to profess him as Lord of your life. It takes our willingness to acknowledge that we have sinned. It takes our belief that Jesus came, suffered, bled, died, rose again for us individually, personally, and a willingness to confess what I believe. Is there one who would come today on the profession of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior? Won't you come to Jesus and give him your life? Jesus is calling for you. The Lord is calling for you. Or maybe you've answered the call to salvation, but you need a church home. We invite you to the Jerusalem Baptist Church to be part of our family here. If you drop a note in the chat room, we'll reach out to you. Drop a note. We'll find you or email me, Pastor Teal at jbcgdc.org, or dial the church at 202-780-7134. We're here for you to help you find a place to serve in the kingdom of God, to make a connection with a body of believers who will strengthen and pray for you in your walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. Won't you come on? Pastor Teal at jbcgdc.org. 202-780-7134. Come to Jesus. Come on. Look ever to Jesus. He will carry you through. Oh, you just ask the Savior to help you. Comfort, strengthen, and keep you. He is willing to aid you. Jesus will carry you through. Oh, you just ask the Savior to help you. Comfort, strengthen, and keep you. He is willing to aid you. Yes,